Although Lagos has not witnessed heavy rains for over 1 week now, many areas like Majidu, Ajegunle, and Ajiniti on Lagos Ikorodu Road, Okeafa and Esolo, Agoda Surulere, and others have remained flooded, with residents passing through dirty flood waters to gain access to their houses. A simple explanation to this, they say, is because the soil is saturated, and as such, the rains and moderate showers affect the areas which already have the same level with the sea. However, many residents have expressed fear that the floods might accelerate epidemics and other diseases given the dirty state of most parts of the state, and due to indiscriminate waste disposal and failure by the authorities to be swift in evacuating waste.
Waste generally constitutes nuisance to the environment. It's necessary we treat it. Probably once we decide to go to the environment, this will avoid cholera and other disease outbreaks.
If there is flood everywhere and there is waste everywhere, that means the citizens will be exposed to waterborne diseases, cholera, diarrhea, and the rest of it.
One of them, an advisor to a non-governmental organization, Save the Children, Stop Diarrhea Initiative, Mr. Godfrey Ilona, called on the state government to intensify its campaign on proper sanitation to check epidemics occasioned by flooding.
Somewhere it's been reported cases of cholera. Once there is flooding, and remember that over 90-something% of Lagosians have on-site sanitation. People have septic tank just at the back of their houses. Some of these are dilapidated. Chances are that they seep into the environment, and that could cause a serious health issue.
Meanwhile, some Lagos residents say they are down with cold weather diseases, especially cough, as the sun has completely disappeared for days, while the weather has remained moody and cold. Many of them who say they now wear sweaters, jackets, and other thick clothing to cope with the cold weather urged members of the public to protect their children against weather-related diseases.
It is not actually raining now, but people have to be very careful, especially when it comes to their children. They have to cover them very well. Go to church, go to different social gatherings. You see many people coughing.
Over 2 weeks ago, torrential rainfall accompanied by severe flooding disrupted the state local government election, during which many houses in Ikoyi, Victoria Island, and other areas were submerged. Lagos is among over 30 states in the country predicted to face flood attacks this year as a result of heavy rainfall and sea level rise. But the state government had assured residents that it was on top of the situation by maximally deploying officers to help in emergency situations. Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.